This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, there must be consequence if it is a false accusation, period. Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 19:19, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto you his brother, so shalt thou put evil away from among you. Folks, it seems that over the last couple of weeks, I want you to listen carefully to me. I'm going to roll this out real slow. I want you to listen carefully to what I have to say here, friends. And I'm going to roll it out real slow for you. It seems that over the last couple of weeks, the CIA-controlled media has once again succeeded in diverting the American people's attention from the Clintons' uranium ore scandal to the Fall Guys that are conveniently picking up the attention for their sexual promiscuities in office. And that at a most opportune time. I mean, look at, we have Al Franken now, Bill Clinton, in Minnesota here, Dan Schoen, Tony Cornish, and the list goes on and on. Sexual scandals with your representatives, friends, that are there to uphold the law, that are in fact being found out as law breakers. Again, the list goes on. And folks, just think about this. These are the ones that have been caught. These are the ones that have been caught. Does this sound familiar to you? Gary Condit, a representative out of California, his affair with a 23-year-old intern, Chandra Levy, was exposed after Levy disappeared. Her body was found a year later, and in 2008, an illegal immigrant with no relation to Condit was charged with her murder. Conrad had often demanded that Bill Clinton come clean about his affair with Monica Lewinsky back in 2001. Interesting. Ed Schrock, a representative out of Virginia, announced that he would abort his 2004 attempt for a third term in Congress after he allegedly was caught on tape soliciting sex from a male prostitute after having aggressively opposed various gay rights issues in Congress, such as same-sex marriage and in gays in the military. Isn't that interesting how they put the face on that they're advocating for something when, in fact, they're guilty of the crime? Yep. Nothing new under the sun. What about Storm Thurmond, Senator? Oh, and by the way, the last two have been Republicans, America, just for the record. Again, as if to suggest that there is a Democratic and a Republican party in our government, it's all unconstitutional. But going back to Storm Thurmond, noted segregationist, fathered a child, Essie Mae Washington Williams, with a 15-year-old little black girl in 1925 who was employed by the Thurmond family. This was in 2003. Is this what you signed up for, America? We kind of kicked it off yesterday talking about the same thing, but it's important that we do a little exposition on those that serve we the people. Is this their job? Is this the reason that America is turning into hell? You better bet your bottom dollar it is. Jim McGreevy, governor, New Jersey, elected in 2002. In early 2002, McGreevy was criticized for appointing his secret lover, Israeli national Golan Sapel, as Homeland Security Advisor, even though Sapel lacked experience or any other qualification for the position. Well, since when did that matter, America? When did that matter? I mean, you allowed Barack Hussein Obama, the guy couldn't even run a candy store, but you let him destroy your country for 8 years in violation and transgressing your constitution over 1,183 times. Just think about that. Seipel resigned, but threats from his lawyers about sexual harassment lawsuits prompted McGreevy to announce on August 12, 2004, that he was gay and would resign in the governorship effective November 15, 2004. Isn't it amazing, furthermore, America, how you've been conditioned that when these representatives, they're busted in a crime? Isn't it interesting that you just settle for their resignation so they can go off and commit a crime elsewhere against some other innocent individual? And why wouldn't they? You've added strength to their criminal acts by leaving them off when it comes to justice. That's why they do what they do, because they can. Subsequently, McGreevy separated with his then-wife Diana Matus McGreevy in late 2005. Shortly afterward, McGreevy and Australian-American executive Mark O'Donnell began a relationship. Folks, these are some sick people. They're reprobate. They're criminal. And what I'm highlighting right now, folks, is Wikipedia delivering up their own even. This is a list of federal political scandals in the United States, starting in 2000. And of course the list goes on and on and on and on. What about David Dreyer, representative? Well, he was a Republican out of California. He voted against a number of gay right proposals, but was outed concerning his relationship with the chief of his staff in 2004. He's also featured in the 2009 documentary film called Outrage. Folks, this is called holding the truth in unrighteousness. This is called hypocrisy. The definition of a hypocrite is a pretender. That's what you have. And in so many different cases, America, your politicians are nothing more than actors, saying one thing and doing the opposite. Read Matthew 23, verse 3 when you get a moment. Stephen C. Latorre, representative, another Republican out of Ohio. Hey, folks, I've done research on the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and the only difference is the Republicans have been accepted by the American people as the better party because they've been better at covering up their crimes and masking their crimes. That's all. The Republican Party was found out to be more vile than that which you would call the Democratic Party. And this sounds like the Herodians. This sounds like the Pharisees. They pretended to be one thing, and publicly they pretended to be something different. And I want to tell you what, real character is who you are alone. It's got to be a terrible way to live when you live a double life. And in all sincerity before God is walking before God as to who you are in Christ. And that's liberation, 2 Corinthians 3:17. David Dreyer, representative, again, out of California, he voted against gay right proposals. But he was outed concerning his relationship with his chief of staff. Why all of this twisted, perverted legislation, they call it, coming down on the American people? Because you tolerate the crimes of criminals called representatives in your government. And why? Because you take them for face value. There must be consequence if it's a false accusation coming right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E. And you can also jump over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Interestingly enough, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Period. I was just thinking about what I was talking about during the first segment concerning Wiki's delivering up federal political sex scandals in the United States of America, delivering up their own. And I thought, you know, how many of these guys on the campaign trail profess their Christianity? And folks, you got to remember, the devil quoted scripture too. Furthermore, I even think of the man that was possessed with legions. There is many of us, said this possessed individual. He ran up to Jesus and even worshipped him. And then I think about where Jesus was tempted out in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, where he fasted the entire time. Well, the devil had the temerity to tempt him by using scripture against the Son of God. And Jesus set the record straight every single time. Folks, it's really this simple. You simply judge these individuals by their fruit, not what they say, but by what they do. See, because what you need to understand is the man and the office are the same. They are not separate people. You know, I hear people say, well, whatever he does in his personal life, that's none of our business. Baloney. If he is asking for the trust of the people to serve the people and uphold the enumerated laws found in that Constitution, we need to know who he is. We need to prove who he is. You know, furthermore, in parallel, did you know that in the early church, all the way up till the 1800s, friends, you couldn't be a part of a church unless you were first proven. You had to be proven before you could be a part of that body, namely the church. And today, you're seeing signs, just like in government, man, hey, I'll tell you what, if you have the right suit on, and you have the right haircut, and you tell me the right thing, even though I don't believe you, you're the man, or you're the woman for me. How is that working out for you, America? You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12 to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. And yet, during the first segment, I'm highlighting just a handful. Folks, there's hundreds and hundreds of federal political sex scandals in the United States of America, going back to 1776 to the current. And I just gave you a handful in 2000 to 2009. And what's sad about what's going on in this country is a good portion of these are what you would call Republicans, the good guy, right? You've been led to believe that they're the good guys. Well, why? Because, again, they tell you one thing on the campaign trail. And then once they get there, guess what? They forget what they told you. And by the way, we've just seen this with Donald Trump as well. Now, some more information coming out in Donald Trump's administration. Why is he appointing political enemies to the United States of America in his administration? That just came out, by the way. And it all comes back to this. Because you don't take heed to the warnings. Heed means, defined Webster's 1828, to pay careful attention to. And you know, it's interesting because what we're going to be talking about, friends, is there must be consequence concerning false accusations and accusers. And here's Bill Clinton's name brought up again. Folks, it's coming up again for more sexual allegations. Why is he still there, America? I mean, this guy's, the consequence for his crimes against we the people has way surpassed prison time. And let me ask you, America, why do you get a kick out of watching Bill and Hillary go out there and do the things that they get away with? And the only reason they get away with them again, America, I don't care who pulls the strings, like a George Soros or the CFR or whatever else other conservatives want to magnify. Let me magnify the Word of God here, okay? You have something called the Great Experiment, called the American Republic. Okay? That means, under God, you received your rights from Him, not the state, who likes to give privileges with dictations and strings attached to it. This is not a communist nation. This is a Christian nation. This is a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And when God gave you those rights, you are the one delegating to those that represent you those rights that God, you've given them power, you've delegated powers to them to uphold the laws that God has established through the Mosaic Institution. So when we're talking about the likes of crime in government, the only reason, America, that it's there, that it's prevalent in this country, is because you put up with it. And here comes the mercy of God again to uncover the crimes once again, over and over and over again. And I'm talking about Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Now that I'm on that little bunny trail, isn't it amazing that Hillary Clinton's been given a pass by Donald Trump to go ahead and make accusations against him, yet he was the one that promised a prosecutor, a special prosecutor, to try her? Well, since he hasn't done that, now we're hearing Hillary Clinton take shots at your man, Donald Trump. And he does nothing. You don't know why he does nothing? Because you don't demand anything. You know what the FBI just recently came out and said, friends? The bad guys in the FBI? Not the good guys, the bad guys. There's not enough public pressure concerning an investigation into the Clintons. No. The opposite is true. There is interest by the American people to see Donald Trump fulfill his promise concerning the prosecution of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. And I'm all likening this again, America, because Billy Bob is up again for more sexual allegations. How many crimes does he need to commit against we the people before you deal with them? Because you see, the DOJ won't. They have no interest. The FBI won't. No, they're there to protect him from we the people and the crimes against we the people. And the message is they can do whatever they want to do and there's nothing you can do about it. America, really? Really? As a matter of fact, I can go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com right now. Michael Snyder wrote, an attorney, he had written Faces of Evil, Bill Clinton, Al Franken, Charlie Rose, and Glenn Thrush, all face new sexual misconduct allegations. Folks, they're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, and you know it, and I know it. How many times do they need to be popped? And I could spend not just 1 hour, but I could spend 3 weeks on just sexual misconduct concerning your representatives, day after day for 3 weeks. Literally, I could. But here we go again. Here we go again. Billy Bob's busted again, America. I mean, he commits the act of treason through ChinaGate. Sexual allegations from none other than Monica Lewinsky and woman after woman. 147 dead bodies around him. A known drug dealer in Mena, Arkansas, with how many eyewitnesses watch Clinton Chronicles. And yet he's still there to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. And again, going back to the present administration, for some reason, Hillary feels within herself that she can attack your choice for the presidency and the president's administration. She feels free enough to go ahead and attack him at will. Why is that, America? I want to tell you this, and you listen to me carefully. Because they want you to believe that the Clintons are above it all. They want you to believe that she has more power and authority than Donald Trump's administration. And by the way, Donald's given it to her. And by the way, this is not through inadvertence, friends. He all the while knows what he's doing. He's a player. You can mark my words. But it's interesting, friends, the impression they want to give you is that Hillary's going to get there one way or another. Because she's acting as more of a president, let me say it this way, a dictator, a tyrant, let's put it in proper perspective here, than Donald Trump is acting as a president. When it comes to the likes of the crimes of those that serve we the people. And why does Donald Trump say nothing about it? Because he has extorted himself. He is controlled because of his guilt. In other words, people higher up, they have dirt on Donald, and Donald better fall in line, because if he doesn't fall in line, we're going to expose him too. And by the way, why do you think all of these representatives are being delivered up even now? I want to tell you something, friends. These are the ones that have been caught, but I want to take it to the other side of what I'm highlighting even now, friends, because there must be consequence if it's a false accusation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I am still waiting at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Give me a call. Call me out for all of my errors here, friends, but I'm just showing you the fruit of a corrupt system that you tolerate. And you're being played again by the dupes of ill-designing men. And then when you go through another cycle and figure out you were just duped, then you fall for the next guy that claims to be something that he's not. Out of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. Hello. Little common sense comes into play there. Folks, you live at a time where the media has declared the guilty as innocent and the innocent as guilty. And it's hard at times to play the arbiter to decide differences when it comes to those who are guilty and who are not. And yet, for the most part, when the media, the lying CIA-controlled media, declares someone innocent, it usually means that they're attempting to protect the establishment players, such as the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, the ETCs, right? And when they declare someone guilty, you can rest assured that they are the innocent, and the innocent are bearing the accusations of the guilty. 9 times out of 10, that's exactly what you'll find. You know, when it's one of theirs that they're attempting to protect, like the Clintons for years, it's allegations. But when it comes to the likes of Roy Moore today, friends, it's not allegations. He's guilty. And you know what's interesting is these accusations just came out recently, not too long ago. And I told you exactly what's going to happen. Are we there today, America? Yep, Bradley, it's exactly what you said. Yep, because it's exactly what the Word of God said. They'll dig the pit, but they themselves will fall into it. And David prayed, Lord, that you cause my enemies to be found out to be the liars that they are. And it's exactly what's happening today. So again, the media declares the guilty, those that are truly innocent, and those that they declare innocent are usually the ones that are guilty. And isn't it amazing how they work? They play the double standard because, again, America, you've given them that pass to go ahead and continue on the road that they are on to transgress more and more laws that violate who we are as a people. In other words, it's okay that they lie. It's okay that they perjure themselves. It's okay that they accuse. It's okay that they commit a jihad and lie and destroy people's lives. Because you've been giving them that pass for years in this country. Well, last week I wrote that the very ones that are accusing the innocent are the very ones that are guilty of the crimes. Did I not? Yep, I did. I did. And the only reason I know that is because they've done it to me 150 times, friends. Corrupt politicians attempting to ruin the men of good character while attempting to keep them out of the Washington, D.C. machine. They don't want the good guy going up disrupting anything concerning the corrupt Washington, D.C. machine. That's what's going on here with Judge Roy Moore. Conveniently, at a time that the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, remember his family was busted with over 90 pounds of cocaine in it? And the media didn't report a word about it. The state-controlled media, the CIA, bought and paid for media. Yep, they didn't peep a word concerning the crimes of Mitch McConnell. And, of course, keep in mind, he's the big anti-drugger, right? Yep, that's the front. Oftentimes when they tell you one thing, like, for example, when he advocates that he's a big anti-drugger, pull the curtain back and you'll find, friends, again, just like I highlighted earlier, that they're guilty of the very things that they claim to be advocating. In other words, we don't want drugs in this country, when in fact you'll find out they're the ones bringing them in. Conveniently, at a time that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was becoming unhinged at the prospect of Roy Moore winning the Senate seat for Alabama, out of nowhere comes Roy Moore's accusers. By the way, keep your eyes... As your condition, just keep in mind, they've completely diverted your attention from the uranium ore scandal with the Clintons. It's also interesting to note, has anybody heard a word about this alleged shooting that took place in Las Vegas? Well, it's out of sight and it's out of mind. Yep, because those investigations were getting too hot. The truth was coming to the light, and they can't have that. They have to divert their slaves once again. They have to divert the conditioned once again. Hey, folks, make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. That's why they devour. But this is all diversion concerning what was going on in Las Vegas and the uranium ore scandal, because it was getting too hot. So what happens? Out of nowhere, we have to find somebody to divert the attention away. And by the way, these politicians that are being accused today, they're just being delivered up by the same establishment that is attempting to cover for the higher-ups, like the Clintons, like the Bushes, like the Obamas. These Roy Moore accusers, they just came out of nowhere. I mean, for example, Deborah Wesson Gibson, she was an interpreter for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Enough said. But there's one of her little minions doing the devil's deeds because, America, you tolerate the devil. Gloria Allred caught forging Roy Moore's signature in false accuser's yearbook. Joe for America reported the now infamous yearbook signing that Gloria Allred trotted out yesterday, along with the accuser who gave the worst acting to come out of California in decades, has multiple problems that prove it to be fake. Wow. Then we have Daryl Nelson. I want to play a little audio from Daryl. And I want you to hear the son-in-law to the accuser calling out the accuser. Listen carefully. He's a little slow, but he's there.
As I've said today, that I found out that my stepmother was one of the ladies that's accusing Judge Moore of an act that supposedly happened when she was a teenager. My father's name is John Allen Nelson. The woman that's committed this act against you, against Mr. Moore, is Beverly Young Nelson. It's hard for me to actually have this conversation, but it must be done. Mr. Moore, I support you. I don't believe the acts that she claims you've done. I don't believe it. I've known the woman. She married my father many, many years ago. I've known her for a while now. And I truly do not believe that she's being honest about this.
Of course not.
You're a good judge. I've grown up. I've known your name since I was a kid. You cared about the Ten Commandments. You tried like hell to keep the Ten Commandments from being took out of the courthouse. I remember. I've been a member of Etowah County my whole life.
I
was born here.
Yeah.
Now I'm twisted.
Does anybody know who Daryl Nelson is?
You, Mr. Moore, your wife, I do apologize. For whatever reason she's doing this, I am truly sorry.
Does the media, the state-controlled narrative, is it...
You're a good man.
Sharing this message from Daryl Nelson?
You're what Alabama needs to move forward.
Of course not.
I stand behind you 100%.
Stands behind him 100%, Daryl Nelson, the stepson of the accuser, Beverly Young Nelson. He said all the allegations are lies. Furthermore, Daryl Nelson said he is baffled by the timing of the sexual advancement claims and voices his staunch support for Alabama's GOP Senate candidate. I'm not. And I think he's literally telling you neither is he. It's very telling as to why they're accusing Judge Roy Moore, because he's not a part of the establishment America that you claim that you're sick and tired of. I also told you about a week and a half ago, if they wanted to pick one individual not to start a fight with, this is the guy. And he is absolutely determined to win the day. And what's happening is the state-controlled CIA bought and paid for narrative is failing in this area too, America. And why is that? Because the American people aren't as stupid as they want them to believe. And to be, I'm sorry, to believe their lies. America, you're not that stupid. The church, the real church in Alabama, is standing up and doing their job, and they are rallying together and saying this is all a bunch of deceptive lies that the media is attempting to sway the American people from the truth to the lie once again. The church in Alabama is doing their job, and I praise God for it. Study the Black Robe Regiment. My goodness, friends. This is what we're going to see. And isn't it interesting, not only are all these false accusers coming to the light as false accusers, but it also shows you the power of the people when they're willing to stand up, because now Judge Moore is ahead of the game by 15 points. And by the way, he's not soliciting the support. People know the truth, because they understand that the truth will make them free. And who is the truth? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means there's a whole lot of people in this country that have ears to hear and eyes to see to respond to the Spirit of God and get behind the individual that's willing to take it to the enemy and on their turf.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The Sons of Liberty, folks. I wanted to share with you that, as Daryl Nelson shared, that he doesn't believe a word of what his stepmother's and her allegations have been. He said they're all lies. And then he goes on and says he's baffled by the timing of the sexual advancement claims and voices his staunch support for the Alabama GOP Senate candidate. Huh. Hey, folks, this is an issue of right and wrong. You know, I forgot about this until just now. So I'm doing what I do on a daily basis, and I turn the radio on. And the only thing I have is Fox News. And folks, they're terrible. If this is the best that you've got, this is why you're in trouble. They've helped paint you into the corner, no doubt about it. But they had a panel. I listened to it for about, probably 3 minutes, and that was enough. That's all I could stomach. And there's a panel of a man and a woman, and the man got up, and he was talking about the sexual allegations coming out on government and what should be done about it. And they said, this isn't an issue of Democrat and Republican. This is an issue of right and wrong. What is it? Is it like the Republicans don't have to tell the truth, and if they want to, they can, and the Democrats, if they don't want to tell the truth, well, they don't have to neither, but if they want to, they can. Well, are the Democrats and the Republicans, though it's unconstitutional, speaking of our government and what you've accepted as representatives, are they not accountable to hold up the truth and the law? Yeah, it is. Yeah, they are. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on here. Now what we do is we see the good guys stand up and all of the bad guys. Remember the sexual scandals in federal government that I was highlighting during the first segment? These are the guys attacking the likes of Ray Moore. Why? Because they don't want Roy Moore there to uncover them for their scandals. That's what's going on. Hello. It's simple. Why all the dead bodies around the Clintons? Why all the dead bodies around the Bushes and the Obamas? Because they don't want anybody exposing them for who they are. Use a little common sense. This is what the mob does. But going back to our friend that doesn't believe his stepmother, and he believes that it's all lies, Daryl Nelson, well, I got to say, I don't believe a thing they said neither. But what's important here, friends, is that when the dust settles and these accusers are found to be false witnesses, which they have been, you need to know that that's a violation of law. And it's not for the good of the American people, namely those in this country, to slap these accusers on the hand and let them go accuse someone else on another day. Folks, think about it. These accusers, these false accusers, are attempting to destroy the lives of innocent men. Have you ever been accused of anything that you didn't do? Oh, my goodness. It's painful. In 23 years of ministry, I can't tell you how many times it's happened. You know, it reminds me of what King David said. They rewarded me evil for good. Psalm 35, and it reminds me also concerning love, which is the heart of all that we should be doing, that was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Romans 5:5, going over to Psalm 109, reminds me of how David said that he was hated for his love. See, the love that God bestows upon us in truth are one and the same. They're not separate. Because that love that's been shed abroad in our heart does what the Christ did incarnate and still does today in spirit. Folks, so what I want to get across here before the end of the show is that it's important that these false accusers are dealt with according to law. And last week I'd actually shared some audio concerning the life of Brian Banks, guilty until proven innocent. And Brian Banks was accused by a 15-year-old girl in high school. And then he served time in prison. Then he got a confession out of her after she requested his friendship when he was in prison, and she gave it to him. He was released from prison. And then the community got together and went back after the girl that falsely accused him and her family, who sued the school district falsely, a false claim for $750,000 before his incarceration. You have to bring it back to the accuser if it's false. You know, someone said to me just recently, you know, Herman Cain was destroyed by a false accuser. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. He was running for the president of the United States of America, was he not? Yep, he was. If you're not guilty, you don't bow to a liar. You keep taking it through. You keep walking it through regardless of what they say or not. Sooner or later, it's going to come to the light that they're false accusers. If Herman Cain was innocent, he should have stayed the course. What was he afraid of? Okay. The difference is going to Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore went after his accusers. He told his accusers that he wants to take the test. He wants to prove the point. And he finds out because he took it to the enemy, guess what? The truth came up. The truth came out. That's what you have to do. If you're innocent, you don't take the guilt of the guilty. Do you understand me? If you're innocent of an accusation, you take it to the accuser and you prove them wrong. And maybe that's why when they delivered up Jesus, they kept putting up these false accusers, false witnesses. And their testimonies didn't agree. And you know what's interesting how Jesus answered the accusers? He didn't. But also keep in mind, he was delivered up illegally at night by false accusers. He was crucified by false accusers because they didn't want to lose their place or their nation. John 11. They were jealous. And by the way, Pontius Pilate knew that they delivered Jesus up for envy. It's exactly what's going on today. It's exactly what's going on today. But you know, in this particular case, we're in a time in this country where we have to deal with false accusers. We have to. You know, our founding forefathers didn't tolerate false witnesses. Last week, again, I shared with you on an article written 3/24/2016 on WND, where I wrote of my experience in Williamsburg, Virginia, and what they did to false perjurers, those that would lie. And it wasn't good. They gave them earmarks. They would slit their ears or they would slice their ear off so when they would go to other colonies during that particular time, everybody would know that they were perjurers. They were liars. Don't trust them. Don't use them as a witness. It's the same thing that needs to happen in this country again today. You know, Scripture clearly tells us, one witness shall not rise up against a man for any lawlessness, iniquity, or for any sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. In any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. Isn't it interesting, all these false accusers, they just don't have the eyewitness accounts. Okay? And I'm not saying it can't happen, and there's not people out there that are guilty of a crime that there wasn't two or three people to see it. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just simply giving you Scripture. It's a safe place to put yourself when there are two or three witnesses testifying against an individual for their wrong, for their lawless act. It tells us in Deuteronomy 19:16, if a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the man between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord. That's why you have Moses in courtrooms. That's why you have them putting their hand up and swearing on the Bible, so help me God, they'll tell the truth. And before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days, and the judges shall make, they shall make diligence, painstakingly, is what the definition is of the word diligent, inquisition into the matter. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and has testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you, and thine eye shall not pity. But life shall go for life, eye for eye, a tooth for a tooth, hand for a hand, and a foot for a foot. That is proper justice. If you don't want to do the time, don't commit the crime. To the degree that these false accusers have come out against Judge Roy Moore or anybody else for that matter, friends, in a court of law, and according to the Word of God, the lawgiver, to the Mosaic Institution, you are to do to them what they mean to do to you. And why is that? That others shall hear and fear the consequence of ever bringing up a false accusation against anybody. See, but in America, you let the corrupt run. You let them run free to do it again and again and again. Until we begin to see things the Lord's way, you're not going to put or teach anybody the fear of God. You're going to teach them to go ahead and do whatever they want to do to somebody else. And that's the consequence of leaving off those that are guilty of false accusation.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.